WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano, outside an Israeli hospital. Jubilation over the return of the first three Israeli hostages released by Hamas as phase one of the ceasefire deal is now underway.
The three female hostages were handed over to the Red Cross while the van they were in was surrounded by a crowd of thousands of Palestinians. Several dozen armed Hamas men guarded the car. One of the three women, Emily Damari, is a dual British and Israeli citizen. The Red Cross transferred them to Israeli soldiers, where they were reunited with their mothers at an army facility just inside Israel.
Linda Gradstein reporting from Jerusalem. Israeli military spokesman Daniel Hagari sounded a note of caution.
Our mission is not over until every single hostage comes home.
90 Palestinians are being held by Israel. They're set to be released in this first phase of the ceasefire. In the nation's capital, President-elect Trump is holding a rally ahead of Inauguration Day.
We're going to stop the invasion of our borders.
Mr. Trump has been busy today.
Before he headed to a pre-inauguration rally, Trump laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. It was a solemn and respectful ceremony. Trump was accompanied by Vice President-elect J.D. Vance, who also laid a wreath, as well as many of the women and men he wants to serve in his cabinet. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Virginia House Speaker Don Scott is among people getting pardons from President Biden in his final hours in office. Scott was convicted in 1994 of a nonviolent federal drug-related offense, and he tells CBS News he has turned his life around.
America is still the land of second chances, and you could do anything here, and the American dream is still very much alive.
At his rally, President-elect Trump declared a short time ago, TikTok is back, promising to extend their ability to operate in the U.S. while a permanent solution to avoid a ban is sought. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
He's trying to push for at least half American ownership of TikTok. There are many companies that want to own this app, including recently Perplexity, one of the hottest AI startups.
TikTok CEO Xiaoji Chu is expected to be a guest at Trump's inauguration tomorrow. TikTok started to go offline here, but has revived. Snow and extreme cold are settling in over much of the nation. The bad weather causing hundreds of flight cancellation and delays from the eastern half of the nation. People are shoveling snow from Maine to West Virginia. Temperatures across the nation's midsection are falling 15 to 25 degrees below the historic averages. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Let's kick things off with a double dip of the Earthlings. They got a really interesting show coming up in Mineral Point, Wisconsin. We'll tell you all about that in just a couple of minutes. Right now, some older music from the Earthlings. This is A Husk of Road. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Counting late. One thing is going to the point where we got. Refrain. say.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music with a double dip of the Earthlings to kick off the show. I had to do it for myself. Before that, a Huska record. I had to do it for myself. That's the Earthlings' latest release. You can see the Earthlings on Saturday, January 25th in Mineral Point, Wisconsin at the Mineral Point Opera House. That's going to be a pretty cool show. Yeah, check that out. Good evening, everybody. My name is Jimmy Kay. Rocker is still off, recovering at home. Terry Barr will check in later. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm so happy you could join us. We got a great show for you tonight. Our good friend Aaron Weber is going to stop in here in just a couple of minutes, talk about some real estate and how you can buy or sell your next home, get some help doing that. All the information is at movetomadison.com. And the 7 o'clock hour, I found this new band out of Appleton, Wisconsin. They are called Isaiah and the New Friends. They are good, and you're going to enjoy them, and I'm looking forward to speaking with Isaiah tonight after 7 o'clock. And then Terry Barr in the 8 o'clock hour is going to have a chat with jazz musician Janet Plant. Holy cow, Terry. Janet Plant has played jazz all over this country. She's from Wisconsin. We're going to meet her tonight after 8 o'clock. And then after 8:30 tonight, we're going to do a countdown. We're going to count down the top 41 most played songs in 2024 here on Max Inc. Radio. The list is really good. It's going to be a great 3.5 hours of music. Rob Roberts will have the number one song just before midnight tonight. Stick around for that. The top 41 most played songs on Max Inc. Radio starting at 8:30 tonight. In the meantime, I've got some music from Kara Lee. Now, Kara Lee is playing with the Earthlings in Mineral Point on Saturday the 25th. She's from Madison. She's a lover of dark new wave earthrol jams and any music that makes her cry deep inside. Let's check out Kara Lee right now. This is her song, Like a Ghost. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
faster through the driftless hills of home. Red River Valley and the Valley of the Rolling Stone, up and over the ridges, down and up and up and down again. Rivers, roads, and bridges, names right on the wind. If it was anything, it was anything but bad. It was the last best ride that Harley ever had. Of autumn, goose is on the loose. Yeah, almost caught him. Nearly kicked my caboose. Oh, a little too tight on the inside curve. Boy, you better straighten up and fly.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
jealousy, but you kept me under lock and key. Now every night it's the same dream. Is it always gonna torment me? Haunted by my past mistakes, not sure how much more I can take. Is it really better to burn?
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Jackie Ernst and Undertow. Madison misses Jackie Ernst. Wish she'd come back, maybe play a show. She moved to Arizona last year. Dogtown Hollow before that with Last Best Ride. They're going to be playing a show at the Up North Bar here in Madison on Thursday, January 23rd. I'm Jimmy Kay, Max Inc. on Civic Media across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope you're all having a great night. Music on the way this hour from Louie and the Flash Bombs. We'll do some heavy looks, and we're going to give the drummer some. We're going to crank out some James Brown with Clyde Stubblefield on drums. That's coming up later this hour. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You could buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Also, the Carbon 4 Brewing Company on Madison's East Side. They make high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. You can visit their tap room or try exclusive creations from their brewers, plus sampling of local snacks and live music. Get the full schedule of live music and everything on the menu at carbon4.com. Hey, Aaron Weber, he's in studio. We're going to have a chat with him next. It's Max Inc. on a Saturday night.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Winter blues? Time for a change? Yeah, the Aaron Weber Group gets it, and they can get you moving. Whether west to Oregon or east to Brooklyn, the Aaron Weber Group has you covered. Wait a second. I don't get this. Here in Dane County, we have Oregon south of Madison, and Brooklyn is south too. Whoever wrote this has their directions messed up. But don't you worry. The Aaron Weber Group has the compass and will find you your way home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Go to movetomadison.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome back to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Don't forget, we got the Max Inc. Top 41 most played songs during 2024 coming up after 8:30 tonight. Rob Roberts will have the number one song tonight just before midnight. Hey, let's talk about some real estate. Maybe you want to buy or sell a home. I got just the guy you want to talk to. Aaron Weber from the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com is the address. Aaron, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having me on tonight, Jimmy. It's just another beautiful night here in Madison.
It sure is, man.
And just talking about real estate and music. I mean, I think we'll have a fun evening tonight. So,
well, the first thing I got to know, I wish we were in studio together because it would be easier to discuss this, but what kind of socks are you wearing tonight?
One is an Argyle pattern. It's a newer version, so it's a smart wool, which if you've never had smart wool, they are amazing. And then one is it's an older sock. It's been in the repertoire for quite some time. It's more of just a plain gray sock. I'm not sure how that got into my mix, but I don't discriminate in my socks. I will try everything and try it multiple times.
I'm just happy they don't match, because I think the world would probably come to an end if your socks matched at any point in time in life.
I think my wife would say the exact same thing. She says probability says they should match at some point, but logistically it never happens.
Funny. January 18th, dude, we're 61 days away from the first day of spring. And when the spring comes, the flowers start blooming, the weather starts to warm up, and people want to sell their house, don't they?
The housing market is already heating up. In 61 days till spring, typical buyers, when you're looking at a house, writing an offer on a house, usually you close 30 to 60 days after that. So you could be in your house by the time spring starts.
Amazing. You know, what's the number one thing as a seller that you can do to really make an impact in that selling process and get the maximum value for your home?
Besides giving me fresh cookies when I come meet with you?
Exactly. That's a given, right?
The best thing you can do is have your house cleaned up, spruced up, do all those little touch-ups on your paint. Make sure all your light bulbs are the same color, just so when people walk into that house, they can see themselves living there. Maybe take down all the extra photos of your family, all your wedding pictures, everything like that, just to make it clean and crisp.
I was going to ask you about like photos, but like, what about like normal knickknacks? Should people pack those up or maybe display something?
I would pack up everything. You wanted to make it look as big and as open as possible. I know, Jimmy, you probably know nobody has a clean basement storage area. They don't have a clean garage. They just throw everything into those areas. The cleaner you can make that look, the more desirable your house is. Yeah. It's incredible.
You want the people to imagine their stuff, not see your stuff.
Exactly. They want to see themselves living there. They don't want to, be looking through all your knickknacks and stuff like that. They will have plenty of knickknacks to fill up the house once they buy it. I am sure of that. And if they don't, I'm pretty sure there's a company called Amazon that will deliver them.
Right. You know, Aaron Weber from the Aaron Weber Group, once we go to movetomadison.com, you come over, you'll help us through that process. I mean, you won't do the physical labor of packing stuff, but you'll give tips along the way. Hey, you should ought to do this. If you do this, we can really make some things pop, right?
Absolutely. We'll come over and we'll walk through your house, show you what we need to do. If you don't have people to help you, we have painters, we have handyman, we have people to help you declutter. Also, we have a moving truck, so if you have a lot of stuff, you can put it all in that moving truck and take it to, you know, St. Vinny's and get it donated, you know, and really make an impact. So it's a very cool operation that we have to make sure you get your house ready and in the best light possible.
That's fantastic. Then when it comes to putting your house on the market, that's where Move to Madison and the Aaron Weber Group really shines, especially since the partnership with Compass.
Absolutely. So now we have access to so many cool tools to get your house in front of the most people possible. Being part of a nationwide brokerage, which is the largest in the country, we have access to agents, technology that get your home in front of people you would have never thought possible many years ago. It's just incredible what we have going for us that way.
And it's super.
What we do as a team.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What we do as a team is we're out there, we're putting together a 3-point strategy to get your house into the best light, making sure we hit the best timing, because in this, you know, spring market that's coming, it's all weather dependent. If you put your house up and we have a snowstorm this weekend, it's not going to be a good time to put your house up. So we play meteorologists now. I play, you know, a realtor. You know, we make sure we get your house to where it needs to be.
I'm sure a little psychology is put in that as well. Calm down. Yeah. Everything's going to be okay.
Psychology, marriage counselor. You know, we got it all.
That's awesome.
I've been trained in all these things. I definitely do not have degrees in them, but I've been trained in them.
Movetomadison.com. That's the place you want to go to get the ball rolling. If you're thinking about selling your house this coming spring, and maybe get that upgrade. Maybe you don't have a garage and you really want a garage, or maybe a little bit bigger backyard to get the garden rolling, right? And those are the kind of things that if your house has some special features like some ADA accessibility in it or something that isn't above the normal, you know, make sure you put that in the description of your house, because with Move to Madison and Compass, they can fine tune that and really zero it into the people who are looking for those things.
Absolutely. And if you're not even looking to sell this spring, you want to sell next spring or 3 springs from now, we have plans to get you ready for that when you're ready. I have sellers reaching out right now that aren't planning to sell for 2 to 3 years. We're already walking them through the steps of what we need to do, so we're ready when they're ready.
And the key is to be ready when it happens. And if you follow the steps, hey, there's a reward at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, it's an incredible journey. The Madison market's heating up right now. Every day we're going to start getting a little bit warmer as we get closer to spring. The warmer it gets outside, the more buyers that are out looking. There's more listings happening. So just being ready to have all that hit.
That's awesome. Aaron, I appreciate your help. Definitely appreciate your support here on Max Inc. Radio. If people wanted to hit you up, get a hold of you, of course, we can go to movetomadison.com. You got some digits that people can reach out and call you on?
Yeah, you can call us at 608-618-MOVE, MOVE. You can reach us directly that way. So hit us up on the website, text us at that number. Go to Facebook, go to Instagram. We're all over the place. We're not hard to find. We're local. We're ready to roll.
And you guys rock and never wear the same socks.
Oh, never wear the same socks. And you get all this witty humor the entire time we're working together.
Aaron, let's do this again sometime soon, hopefully in person.
Absolutely. Can't wait to get back in the studio.
All right. Aaron Weber, movetomadison.com. Appreciate you, brother. Let's do some Louie and the Flash Bombs now. Why You Want to Be Like That. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Echoes of days gone by. Echoes of the echoes and Come on. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Because Civic Media, we are local music. Beth Keeley Band, You've Got Everything You Need. Before that, Heavy Looks with Gaslight and Why You Want to Be Like That. Louie and the Flash Bombs. Hey, thanks to Aaron Weber from MoveToMadison.com for coming on the show tonight. Always appreciate him and his mismatched socks. If you're buying or selling your next home, MoveToMadison.com. Aaron Weber, powered by Compass. I'm Jimmy Kay. Thanks for tuning in and checking out the original local music coming up next half hour. We got Isaiah and the New People. They're going to come on. We got a couple great songs from them. They're just starting out, making some waves in the music scene. And we're going to talk with Isaiah coming up at 7:30. Got a double dip to kick off the 7 o'clock hour with Eddie Berth. Plus music from Them Coolie Boys. That's going to be a brand new track. Looking forward to that. But right now, let's give the drummer some. James Brown on the Max Inc. Radio.
Go!
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A celebratory announcement of the Trump pre-inauguration rally in the nation's capital from the president-elect's Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, who helped negotiate a ceasefire.
I just received on my phone pictures of the first three hostages who were released.
Israel has begun releasing 90 Palestinian prisoners, all women or minors, part of the first phase of the Gaza ceasefire deal with Hamas. CBS's Remy Innocenzo is in Tel Aviv with more on those first hostages, three women set free.
Their handover from Hamas to the Red Cross happened at just about sunset in Gaza City, and it was chaos. They were led by Hamas militants and surrounded by a massive Palestinian crowd.
The women are in stable condition. Professor Itai Pasak heads the hostage recovery team.
I'm happy to report that they are in stable condition.